Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us. The One Love Radio Main News. The headlines. President Hichilema calls for country-led IMF programs at mining in Indaba. Ministry of Health confirms ongoing cholera outbreak in 7 districts. Police in Senegal arrest 14 members of alleged transnational pedophile gang. Zambia under 20 gales depart Kampala for Ndola ahead of return leg. Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says he was never afraid of losing popularity when engaging the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to support Zambia's economic programs. The president says leadership requires making difficult but necessary decisions in the national interest. Delivering a keynote address at the ongoing mining Indaba in South Africa on Monday morning, President Hichilema has emphasized that Africa must change the narrative of relying on IMF-constructed programs. He has said with Zambia's 38th-month IMF program now completed and 6 reviews successfully passed, there is a need to shift towards growth-supporting programs, particularly in the mining sector. President Hichilema has called for country-led initiatives, saying African countries should design their own development programs and invite the IMF to support them instead of the other way around. He has further highlighted Zambia's target of achieving 1 million metric tons of copper production this year. The president urged African countries to get organized, stressing that only Africans can accelerate their own growth agenda. Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has praised the progress of its community engagement efforts in Lufwanyama District, Copperbelt Province. The organization has cited notable strides in water and sanitation initiatives and expressed optimism about moving into the second phase of its development project. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement in Lufwanyama, CEJ Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Hagai Nyambe reaffirmed the organization's commitment to supporting local development through collaboration with stakeholders and partner organizations. Mr. Nyambe has highlighted the importance of monitoring and evaluation in ensuring that project goals are met and that interventions reach their intended beneficiaries. He has extended gratitude to the local government and traditional leadership for their consistent support. He has further said CEJ looks forward to building on the momentum and continuing its work with partners and the community to achieve sustainable development outcomes in the district.
We hope that we'll be here with the continuation of the project. We are still doing our negotiations with Carter Center Foundation but more of going in service delivery. Because some of the challenges that came out, I think we are focusing on issues to do with water and sanitation, and we have shared it with our partner, Qatar Foundation, and we are hoping as the negotiation goes on, it's one of the things that we'll consider.
Meanwhile, CEJ Programs Manager for Youth and Children Daliso Mvula also praised the progress of community engagement efforts in Lufuanyama District. Mr. Mvula has cited notable strides in water and sanitation initiatives and expressed optimism about moving into the second phase of the development project.
Not the proper problems to the system, not water records, not water communicate to a Grifa Indaba, it has talked with last time, not water challenges to actually capture for gender dialogue, not water ama challenges to actually capture the community. And I think there are people that have been part of this implementation for a long time, likes of Ms. Kafwana, likes of Madam Spire. These people have been part of this implementation from the local government side, and they have been a very helping hand in the implementation of this project. So they are aware of the challenges, and they've been there throughout the process.
The Ministry of Health says Zambia has been responding to a cholera outbreak first detected on 5th August 2025 in Mpulungu District, Northern Province. Minister of Health Elijah Mchima says since then 20 districts in 8 provinces have reported cases, while Luapula and Eastern Provinces have remained free of confirmed cholera cases. As of 3rd February 2026, the country has recorded 861 cumulative cases and 16 deaths, with 7 deaths occurring in health facilities and 9 in communities, highlighting the need for early symptom recognition and prompt care seeking. Mr. Mchima says Northern Province remains the epicenter, with Mpulungu accounting for about 70% of cases driven by environmental contamination, cross-border movement, fishing activities and water and sanitation gaps. He says from November 2025, transmission shifted southwards with outbreaks recorded in Monze and later Lusaka province, reflecting urban and peri-urban spreads linked to population mobility and sanitation challenges. Currently, 7 districts have active transmission: Mpulungu, Lusaka, Chilanga, Nakonde, Solwezi, Nkeyema and Joma. In the last 24 hours, 20 new cases were reported from Lusaka, Mpulungu, Nakonde and Joma, with no deaths recorded.
Southern province, floods damaged about 846 hectares of farmland, affecting livelihoods and food security. Most of the affected households are made of mud, holes and thatched roofs. Roofs, grass, which increased their vulnerability during the rains. First, flood-related deaths have been reported, including 2 in Kumezi, 1 in Kawe, and 2 in Lusaka Kanyama in this area.
A truck transporting 28 tons of industrial chemicals has been completely destroyed by fire along the Great East Road in Sinda District. The incident involved a Sino truck and trailer registration numbers Horse BCF146 and BCF6713, which was carrying 2 tons of ammonium sulfate and 26 tons of swimming pool chemicals. Eastern Province Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed that the truck caught fire between 13 and 14 hours on February 8, 2026 at Ntongole area between Sinda Town and Sinda Village. The driver, a 33-year-old man from Lusaka employed by Amman's Logistics, reported feeling intense heat from the right side of the vehicle shortly after being cleared at Chanida border. Upon opening the door, he discovered a rapidly spreading